This is KERA, I'm Sam Baker, and this edition of Vital Signs, souping. Similar to juicing, it's become a popular trend in recent years as a way to detox the body and to lose weight. But you need to be careful with souping. I talked about this with Sharon Cox, a registered dietitian with Parkland Hospital System.
It's trying to help us eat more, I guess, healthy foods in a way where you would have soup for your 3 to 5 meals a day. And you would add vegetables in it that would help you cleanse and to detox your gut or your system.
Also an attempt to try to lose weight?
Yeah, because you would be cutting calories from fat and probably from carbohydrates. But again, you would have to be very careful in planning those soup meals because you would still need to get in the right amount of protein. You would still need carbs included and healthy fats.
It seems like you could underfeed your body, if not starve it.
You could, and therefore you would end up with other health problems. But again, there are recipes that you can get, you know, online or through books that will give you a balance.
Aren't there times, though, when you need sort of that solid formation of food that would be on a plate?
It would, because we enjoy chewing our food. But again, if you're having like chicken vegetable soup, then you would have chunks of, you know, pieces of chicken included in the soup. And then you would still have some solid vegetables to eat.
Is this healthy?
As part of a healthy meal plan, soup is fine. But as far as trying to do souping for all of your meals, that would become more of a challenge for you to make sure you're meeting your nutritional needs. And then again, we have problems with pesticides in vegetables. So again, you would need to buy some vegetables that would be organic. You would want to get, you know, chicken and cows that grow and live in the pastures or on ground, not in the factories, because you'd be, you know, ended up getting a lot of antibiotics and other additives.
So if you're going to go with souping, then you've got to go all the way with it.
Right. You need to kind of go back to like it was in the beginning when, you know, our grandmothers made soup with the vegetables that they picked from their garden.
Right.
Their chicken or duck or whatever, you know, protein it was, ran around in the yard, too. And then, too, you have to consider your cooking utensils. You wouldn't want to cook all of those soups like in aluminum pans or some poor quality pot.
Because
of just those chemicals being released into your food over time.
Soup, of course, is water-based.
Yes.
So are most vegetables, water and fiber.
Right.
So is there any concerns about consuming too much water?
For those persons that may have kidney problem, heart failure, and other problems where fluid should be restricted, yes, it could be. But the amount of fluid or water you're taking in with the soups should be about average. Maybe 6 to 8 ounces, you know, per bowl of soup, you would be okay. And you would notice if you're not urinating out, you know, most of what you're taking in, then you know there is a problem.
Okay.
So you would cut back.
You're talking about people who do this for, well, not days at a time, maybe weeks at a time?
Probably months at a time to see the benefits that they're looking for if it's for weight loss.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and then too, I guess the other myth about souping and detoxing and cleansing, our liver and our kidneys and our body do that all the time for us. And then when you eat the carrots or the, you know, other vegetables, that's part of the cleansing and drinking your water, your fluids.
If the goal, though, is weight loss, I guess souping's maybe one way to get at that. But does that help with the behavioral changes you need to make in order to really successfully manage or lose weight?
Probably not. You know, if you could say 100%, I will be able to sustain or continue to eat soup for the rest of my life to maintain, you know, a healthy weight loss, then you may be a person that could commit to it. But it doesn't really change our behavior because we still need to eat. We need the 3 meals. We need to know our serving sizes. How to prepare the food, not everything fried, but a lot of low-fat preparation would help. And just, again, enjoying your food and eating more or less with the thought that it's good nourishment for your body, more or less than just to feel full.
Sharon Cox, thank you for being with me.
Oh, thank you for having me.